Hey, body shoppers, Joel Cimino here, and welcome back to the G-Spot Experience. Tonight's episode, we are interviewing one of our staff members, Sarah, who is from the Canton location and one of our current managers. We've known her for several years now, and she is a blast. I think you're going to really enjoy this episode. Thanks for tuning in. And we are live. This is Joel Cimino and Mary Lou with Sarah. So I want to say hi. You're allowed to talk. So this is our first live broadcast. And so what we're doing tonight, and hopefully every night, because I figured out we have plenty of staff to do the next 30 days every single night between the three clubs, which is kind of interesting if you think about it. We have 48 staff members between the three clubs. Did you know that?
No, that's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Right. If you go to the staff group and you'll see how many members there are, it's like 48 or 49. And I had pulled some people out that were kind of lingering around for a while. So
lurkers.
But for those of you who don't know, Sarah is one of the managers at the Canton location. And so what we're doing here is we're basically doing a kind of get to know, you know, you for you guys to be able to get to know who some of the staff members are. Hopefully we get most of them. I'm going to apologize in advance because we have two cats and they're now just kind of getting riled up because, you know, it's late at night and that's when they do all their running around and act like idiots. So
actually a couple minutes
ago. We have two dogs as well.
Yeah.
So oh,
yep. They bark in the background. And I have a husband. He might bark too. Things happen.
Yeah, but your dogs probably don't run around in the middle of the night chasing each other and acting like idiots, do they?
No.
Mm-mm. No, they're usually asleep.
I sedate them enough. No, I'm kidding.
Well, Buddy, during the day, like, you know, it's kind of ass backward for cats, it seems like, because when it's dark in the middle of the night, they want to run around like idiots. But then during the day, Buddy goes and climbs underneath the covers, completely covered, so that she's not in the light, so that she can sleep.
And provides attacks your toes and your feet and your legs and wants to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Callan. That's Callan in the middle. Not in the middle of the night when we go to bed. Callan starts attacking Mary Lou's feet.
Yeah. That's his little thing. And that's just like recently new. It's not behavior he's had for some time, but like all of a sudden he just wants to attack my feet or any part of me that's moving under the covers.
What a dick.
I know. Like the other day he got my boob. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I get scratched over my body. So how long, you know, this is gonna sound really terrible, but I don't know how long you've been working for us now.
It'll be 4 years in June.
Wow. I was gonna say 2 or 3 years, 4 years. That is crazy.
4 years.
Wow.
I think Jody is the longest at the Canton location, and then myself. And then I think it just trickles down from there.
Yeah. Well, you're forgetting about Dave and Miranda.
Well, okay. Okay. Dave and Miranda are staples at the Canton Club. Yes. Okay. So Dave and Miranda, and then Jody, and then I think myself.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Wow. That's a long time then. Wow.
Time flies.
What did you say?
Time flies.
Oh, I thought you said tough love.
No.
So backstory to you. Maybe you can tell everybody, you know, how you came to work at the club. Because terrible. I don't remember that either.
No, it's okay. So I met a girl at a beauty parlor down the street. I went to get my eyebrows waxed. And I was like, you look extremely familiar. And she's like, have you ever been to the body shop? And I'm like, that place in the mall with like the fancy soaps and the like sprays and shit? She's like, no, the body shop. And I'm like, yeah, the place in the mall. She's like, no, that fun little like sex club down the street. And I'm like, no. Like I've lived here my entire life. I'm pretty sure I don't think that existed until that point in time. So she added me on Facebook. She added me to the Body Shoppers group. Never had heard about the Body Shop before. You added me, I'm assuming because I was in the group and you probably just wanted to add the members and know who we were. And then you had posted a listing about the body shop that you needed somebody to work. So I asked my husband, I'm like, hey, do you care if I go and look into this position at the body shop? And he's like, you mean to tell me you want to go get a job at this club that I wanted to go check out? And you said no, but you want to go work there? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, because I'm getting paid to be there. I'm not paying to be there, right?
Yeah.
So I messaged you and you hired me on a Tuesday afternoon. Dave was there.
Stop it. Do you know it was a Tuesday afternoon?
It was a Tuesday afternoon. Daniel came down to the club with me because I had never met you guys in person. And he wanted to make sure like it was legit.
You weren't going to get like molested or raped or anything.
Locked in the bathroom. Yeah.
There's the gangbang initiation.
Woohoo! Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Well, I unfortunately had to do it with Dave also.
Oof.
Whoa.
I'm so sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Dave, if you're watching, I apologize.
Yes.
Oh, so sorry, Dave.
So 4 years. Okay. So, and I know a little bit of this, but I'm going to ask just because probably most other people don't. You guys had never like gone to a club before or anything like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Had you talked about it or anything?
He wanted to come to the body shop. And it was kind of after I had met that girl that worked at the beauty parlor.
Okay.
Apparently Daniel had actually worked for her cousin. That's how I had recognized her.
Okay.
But we had talked about coming down, but it was kind of like a, I'm good. Like nothing against it. It was anything right. I was interested in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, and it wasn't an organic conversation. It was kind of like in a conversation that came up because that person had mentioned it. Right, from the beauty shop.
I don't remember. So, who all is going to be able to see this?
Everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, like on the public page and the YouTube page. Okay. Daniel grew up in a life very much so different than mine. So, I think he was just a little bit more open to that kind of thing than I was. I was raised in a stricter Catholic household. Mm-hmm. Not really conservative, but just a lot more strict.
I was raised Catholic also, yep. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. So it wasn't that it was a faux pas. I mean, we discussed things and we talked about things, but it wasn't, I guess it's open, I guess. But he brought it up one day. He had known about it and he's more into the public thing anyway. So I think it was something that he was interested in.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the dog in the background?
Yeah, it is. Can you hear him?
Yeah. So, hold on. So, Sarah, we've got a couple of comments, and I'm assuming this is an inside joke. Prime rib?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roland says, hi, prime rib.
Hi. Was it sirloin or ribeye? Ribeye. Hi, ribeye.
You'll have to share that story if you can.
He's a gentleman that comes to the Canton Club sometimes.
Okay.
And we just talk about meat. And we were talking about a restaurant one night, and I was like, oh my God, there's a place in Massillon called Cosmos that has the most badass prime rib ever. And I think just prime rib came up and ribeye, and
it stuck.
I'm a foodie. Can you tell?
Nice. I'm gonna move it a little bit. Sorry, we're going to readjust a little bit. Okay, so let's see. We got Dale says hi. I'll put that up. Dale says, what's up, guys? Ryan, everyone. Hi, everyone. Hi. And then here goes Miranda. Microwave is always listening.
Great. I hear some weird beeping in the middle of the night, and I'm not really quite sure what it is.
Is that another inside joke?
No, at least I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
So getting back to you've never been the lifestyle.
Came in 4 years ago on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday afternoon, got interviewed. Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
and you did the gangbang interview, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the blood sample. We can't forget the blood sample.
Yes. It's like getting married. You got to get your blood tested. Right. So, tell everybody what it's like to work at the body shop. I think I'm going to ask everybody this, because I'm going to get everybody's opinion about what it's like to work at the body shop.
So at first it was super intimidating, coming in as somebody who wasn't in the lifestyle. I worked on the floor at first, so I was kind of around it all, and it was a lot to take in. Just learning how to do the tours with Dave and seeing certain things. And it was kind of like a, oh my God, like, do I look, do I avert my eyes? Like, do I sort of look? It was intimidating. And I actually, I had to take a Xanax for the first like month and a half I worked there just to come in, because I was so anxious. I like to say that I live in this box, right? Where I like all of these things, but I'm really scared to try them.
Okay.
So I'm cool with it. Whatever. I'm all about it. Like, I will watch. I will whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell me all about it, and I think it's cool. And I will live vicariously through you or through whatever. But I just live in this box, right? And I'm just afraid. So I was really scared for the first, like, month and a half that I worked there. Wow. And it wasn't anything, like, specific. It was just, it was completely new and out of the realm. Now, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. The people are cool.
Wait, hold on. I want to back up for a second. So here's what I find interesting about what you just said about when you first started working. Instead of like quitting the job, you know, because it made you so anxious, you're like, well, I'll just take some drugs so that I can work at the job that makes me anxious to be at. That I find fascinating.
It's one of those things where like I just have to work through it. Uh-huh. And I think that until I can make myself comfortable or just get comfortable in a situation. And if I have to have a little bit of help to get there, I will. But at some point in time, I will get over that fear. Right. And I will get over and realize that it's okay and it's comfortable. And I have to say that it's the members, not just the staff. The staff is a whole different entity. I mean, they are an incredible, amazing group of people. But the members themselves.
You're just saying that because they're all listening.
I can't complain about anybody. If I could make it my full-time job, I probably would, to be honest with you. But it's the members, because there's no judgment. So being somebody that was coming in that was not in the lifestyle, there was no judgment there. It wasn't like you're not in the lifestyle, you're judgy, we don't want to talk to you. It was, okay, come on in, we'll get to know you, we'll whatever. And now it just, everybody's cool. I mean, there's no, it's a judgment-free zone. And that's what I like the most about it.
Yeah. Mike Darnesky says you have to you had to get over the hump.
The literal and figurative.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure the pun was intended. Nice job. Uh-oh. We got Dave Squibbers watching too now. He's like, just breathe, kiddo.
He told me that a lot when I first started.
Really? Just uh-huh. breathe?
Just breathe.
Was like, being, it's okay. Wait, in a creepy way?
No.
Just breathe through it.
How long can you hold your breath for? No.
Let me hold your nose while you do that.
No. It was just kind of like, I promise everything's going to be okay. And I mean, I'm definitely privileged with the fact that I got to train under Dave, because I mean, he's very knowledgeable and took me kind of under his wing and like, here, this is this, we'll be okay. It's all right.
Okay.
Good.
Well, that's good to know. So we'll keep Dave around until we reopen.
I mean, I would like to be around when you reopen.
Dave says, shh. He's trying to maintain his mean guy persona.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dave's a dick.
You know what? I'm convinced, and I know he's listening, I'm convinced that he's probably more comfortable with you saying he's a dick than saying he's a nice person.
Yeah.
Probably. It's all right. All is fun.
So now it's, you love it. You're not anxious. So you only took drugs for like the first 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Or 6 months, however long.
All 3.5 years. No. That stopped when you guys turned me on to Niblets.
Oh, Niblets.
Yeah. The good old Niblets. maybe we can tell the Niblets story later.
Oh, that's definitely a later.
There's quite a few stories that go along with Niblets, but
probably. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes. A lot of stories.
Probably some I don't remember.
Oh. I don't know. The Ring app never tells a lie.
True.
If we could find that video, I would be the happiest camper on the face of the earth.
I gotta see if I actually downloaded it. I feel like I did. Because if for some reason I didn't know this, it only keeps the video for like 90 days or mm-hmm. something like that. So, but yeah. Whatever.
Well, my email address is.
And if we don't have it, I'm sure that we could recreate it. I think everyone knows everyone's parts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is definitely a big inside joke thing, but
and I think we're gonna have to change some of the names to protect the not so innocent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I be Trixie? I've always wanted to be a Trixie.
Trixie.
I can see you as a Trixie. Trixie.
Yay! Right,
walking up and down Cleveland Avenue.
Cheerio.
Oh my God.
So everyone that's watching right now, it looks like we have about 20 people watching, but that's just on Facebook. I don't know if it's showing how many people are watching on YouTube. Well, let's see. So Jody just jumped in. Jody says hi. Brian, hello. DJ Brian says hi. Mm-hmm. where was I going? What was I saying?
Bahu. Who can see or not see, or who's checking in with us?
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying.
I think there was a little bit of a Niblet before we got started with this, maybe. I don't know.
I did have a brownie.
I'm so jealous. There can you ship some of those down here to Canton?
they're just Ghirardelli chocolate brownies, that's all.
Oh.
Oh, I just got an alert that my Amazon package was delivered.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, what did you get from Amazon?
Toilet paper.
You got it?
It's for the club. So, okay. So, I'm just going to tell the story briefly because it's so ridiculously stupid. So, this is just shortly before this stuff all started with like everyone overbuying toilet paper and, you know, whatever. I had purchased a box of toilet paper for the club for here in Pittsburgh. And then that weekend, Mary Lou went shopping. Unbeknownst to her, I'd bought the box. She bought another box. Then in the meantime, I had set up for Amazon to automatically deliver once a month. Well, forgetting that I had done that, I had bought toilet paper. Mary Lou had bought toilet paper. And then
Amazon delivered
on Monday. So we have we now have four cases of toilet paper because I didn't cancel the order from last month or the one that just came today.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you guys are set for like through the apocalypse.
Well, and you know, at least till, you know, downstairs when we open the club, we should be, you know.
Yeah, I've got like 25 jumbo rolls of toilet paper. They're like this fucking big. Yeah. So
if I run out, I know where to go. I'll reimburse you later.
Yeah. So if anybody needs toilet paper or you want to go poo at the club, you'll have to contact Dave.
I'm closer.
Sarah. You can send Sarah a message.
Oh my god.
So Roland says Jody and Sarah, the dynamic duo.
Yay.
We do throw down a good party whenever we work together.
Yeah. Well, I think outside of Brian and Dave, it's generally always a all girls crew.
Yeah.
You know?
And Justin. And J Maddox.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, how do you like him?
I think he's wonderful.
Yeah. You like him?
We've had a phenomenal positive feedback about him not only as a person, but it's him as a DJ. Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful. I think he's a phenomenal and great addition to the club.
Oh, good. Good to hear that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So this is Ed Pinto here in Pittsburgh. His contribution to the cast is Satan, Satan, Satan.
If the shoe fits.
Yes. I'm assuming he's talking about the three of us. What, can we change our names on here?
I don't know. That'd be
interesting. I think we can. Hold on. Nope, maybe not.
Not at this point.
But.
Oh, well. Okay, so 4 years, Xanax for the first 2 months. Now it's wonderful. And if I can ask and get a little personal, how is, given that you guys discussed coming to the club as members, do you find that there's been friction, you know, in that regard, or is there more dialogue about it, or has there been more dialogue
between Daniel and I in regards to
coming
to the club as lifestyle members?
Yeah, and or has it allowed you to become more experimental with each other because of being exposed to more?
What would you think? I think I personally have become more open with our relationship and conversations as to what I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to say that we've actually acted upon them, we have not.
Oh.
Yet again, I live in a box, and I am afraid to jump out of that box. But it, I guess for me, it's made me be a little bit more open. But
I'm about the same.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't hindered anything. It hasn't really changed anything. And
right.
There's never been any, like, real friction with me working at the club, I don't think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So instead of regular kissing, now you do tongue kissing?
Yeah, we do doggy instead of missionary.
He says we do doggy instead of missionary.
That's great.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. All right. Cool.
So, wait. Who's doing doggy and who's doing missionary?
Wait, what?
Who's driving the boat?
Oh, him.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Trust me, I've tried. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, it seems like you're awfully adventurous in that regard then.
Yeah, we don't really have any hindrance within our own relationship. I mean, I'm more open to try new things now,
mm-hmm.
but we're not like, okay, let's do it on a Tuesday at 7 in the bedroom. Like, we're not those kinds of people. I like to think that we have a pretty good sex life.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. So in your 4 years of seeing things at the club, has there ever been a time when you walked through the hallways and kind of did a double take, like, oh, wait a minute, I gotta figure this position out, or what is going on here that's piqued your interest to go home and talk about?
The first time I saw an airtight.
Okay.
So I think can we explain what airtight is for those who may not know?
One woman and three guys.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I guess, I mean, is there any, I don't know. That was weird. I mean, not weird, but like, it's weird to see it in person. Like, one person can handle all of that at one time.
Miranda said you play innocent so well.
Not at all. Not so whatsoever. No. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be PG. I don't know what we can do on Facebook and YouTube, like what community guidelines are.
Well, I think you can talk about pretty much whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as it's not illegal, like we're not, you know, telling people how to rob banks or something like that, or, you know.
Some,
true.
Yeah, but, something weird, like, yeah. You know, airtight. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think airtight's good. I think we're allowed to be a little naughty.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
If all of a sudden, you know, like we get like, we go away online or whatever, and I get I've been banned 3 times now, or been put in Facebook jail.
Facebook took a video down the other day. I posted a video of from Italy inside the hospital, and they're like, "Oh, all these people are becoming healed and all this positive shit, and Facebook took it down because it supposedly went against their community guidelines. It was a positive video. It wasn't anything negative.
Yeah. They have some weird stuff nowadays. It makes no sense. Or, like, all of a sudden, they'll tag something from, like, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and you're like, I don't remember posting this.
The last time I was like, in Facebook, not the last time, two times before I was in Facebook jail, it was from a post that was, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, really? Now? Like, and then I think it was, that was my 30-day ban.
Yeah.
I had a 30-day ban.
Is that where the second Facebook account came from?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't stay away for 30 days.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm running the pages and stuff also for the, you know, for the club. It's like, I got to get back in here and do it. So,
right. Absolutely.
But, yeah. Okay. So, Airtight, that was the first thing. Mary Lou wanted to know, is there anything that you've seen at the club that you're like, ooh, I definitely want to try that? Or was Airtight that?
I don't know. I don't know. I was always interested in...
It was a message. It's like, cover? No.
you notice Sarah's not showing hers.
I can't. I'm too short. You're not covered. I can't. I would if I could, but I can't. I don't know. I mean, I had always had an interest in being flogged.
Yeah.
Made that a reality.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, I mean, I guess there was that, but I don't know. I mean, not really, I guess.
Okay.
So nothing else other than being flogged?
There really isn't much that we haven't tried. So, I mean, outside of like adding another partner into our relationship or into our sex life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now you had an interest though in some of the like rope suspension, I thought, or was it the hook suspension?
Yeah. I do have an interest in that for sure.
Okay.
In doing it.
Yes. In participating.
So for those who don't know what hook suspension is, imagine a fish hook or fish hooks that are basically for human beings, and people get fish hooked and then like suspended from the ceiling from different body parts, typically like the back.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've seen people do it from their legs, upside down, mm-hmm. from their arms.
Their buttocks.
Yeah, their butt. So
I'd like to do my back, my insides of my knees, and the insides of my ankles.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
So you're sitting in like the Indian style position.
I think the last one that I saw was someone actually, stand in a chair. They did it under the context of resurrection. So they actually had them in her stomach, and that was really interesting.
Would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, you know, just to see as they were pulling the individual up, their body arch and so forth.
You had antennas.
Yeah, right. All I saw was just meow, meow.
That was perfect, though.
Like, what's going on?
Wait, wrong way.
oh my God.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, hey, guys.
This is on Facebook.
It's just bum. Hey, everybody.
That's just bum bum.
Oh. Hey. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you.
What are you drinking there, buddy?
Oh, you know. How do I? Oh, there it is.
It's a peace tea peach.
Yeah.
It's what?
Peace tea.
Oh,
is that like pot tea?
No, it's cold.
Oh, you wanted to see some? I'm out.
you were worried about the dogs barking in the background.
And I got butt cheeks. I got hairy man nipples. I mean, although if you want it, do you want to see the big dog?
Yeah.
Come here, Tucker. He's fine. Come here. There him is.
There he is.
Can you see him?
Oh my God. He's like, what's up?
He is a American Bulldog, half standard poodle. Hang on.
Wait, who's half American Bulldog?
This one right here. The big one. He's half American Bulldog, half standard poodle. He is, I'm 5'5", so he's almost as tall as I am on his hind legs.
Wow.
He's about 130 pounds. And then this is my miniature schnauzer, my pride and joy. So, that's the Barbie plan.
Yeah.
Walk away from mommy now.
Come on, no more butt cheeks.
I was thinking about doing that for like 3 minutes straight.
Contemplating how do I get my butt cheeks.
Was he standing there for 3 minutes with his butt out?
No,
he walked over and apparently he dropped his pants and did his little antenna thing on my head. And then when I moved, it was just butt cheeks.
I think we'll be okay with butt cheeks. We can just say he was wearing a thong. Nobody be able to tell.
There you go.
Great.
Or just, you know, flesh colored.
Banana hammock.
Yeah.
Banana hammock. Mine's more like a peanut hammock.
He said it's more like a peanut hammock.
Peanut hammock? That's about right.
Wait,
how do you know?
Oh, for me?
No. Me.
Mary Lou. She said, wait, how do you know? I said it at the exact same time.
Oh, boy. She's getting heavy.
That was funny.
Oh, my God.
That was
so I just want to throw this out there. If anybody has a question that they want to ask Sarah, go ahead and post it, and then Sarah can go ahead and answer it. You know, because
be nice.
And I can already answer this. No, she doesn't swallow.
we have had that discussion. Now maybe with Niblet. Maybe with a little niblet.
Maybe.
Oh. So you're saying
no.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh my God. So
Daniel, never?
No, I have.
Oh.
I have. I just don't prefer it.
Oh. It was an accidental.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay.
Like birthday swallow?
No, we were in the car on the way to go visit our friends who were having a baby, and I sucked him off in the parking lot, the parking deck at the Youngstown Hospital. What'd you say?
We're all having babies.
you just had pre-babies in your belly.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
You just had the batter.
I licked the spoon.
Oh.
Okay.
So one time in a parking lot at the hospital in Youngstown.
Have I ever swallowed anymore?
Nope.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, that was very quick.
No, the night that So
we have two.
I have a backstory.
Okay.
We had a medical mishap in 2013. And when I got out of the hospital, I went to, we went to dinner with his parents, and there was a fly in our salsa.
You didn't swallow that night.
Yes, I did. What? Yes, I did. In the car. It was on the back of Bolivar. It was.
It was what?
In the car. If he ate the fly in the salsa, it was a joke. It was in front of his dad. I didn't think anything of it. And he was like, okay, and ate the fly. So we were leaving, and his stepmom's like running to the car, like, okay, yeah, peace. We're out of here. Got in the truck and like peeled out of the parking lot. And Dan gets in the car and unzips his pants, and he's like, so payment?
Nice.
So, yes, there are two times.
Two times. Wow.
I just got out of here.
Yeah, so I got David Atkins says he just wants to get back. Trust me, we want to get back also. Yeah. We're in 2.5 weeks right now of being closed. And this weekend coming up will be, is that right? 2.5 weeks?
two weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. Two weekends. We've been closed now. So,
yeah.
And seemingly they're talking about April, like end of April.
Yeah.
You know,
but
our school district is shut down until May 1st. So,
oh, Dave has a question.
Not a Mini Cooper. We didn't have a Mini Cooper. No,
none of this was in the Mini Cooper.
No, it was in the old Mazda, in that black Mazda 6 we had. But the Mini Cooper surprisingly had a lot more legroom in the front than you'd think.
Mm. Could you lay the whole, like the seats down, everything?
From the back and the hatch, you could. And the front ones probably did, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Have to, you know, remember about that with the Mini Cooper.
Oh, Jody has a commentary about your thing. She says special occasions only.
Oof. Even then, like, girl, more power to you.
Yes, but what constitutes a special occasion? That's really the question.
Birthday,
anniversaries, Christmas,
anniversaries, holidays.
Okay.
Holiday sex.
So you
know.
Said what? Birthdays?
Anniversaries. Holiday sex.
Holidays. So by my calculation, those three things, we've been together 7 years. I'm owed at least 21 swallows right now.
By who?
Well, at this point, yes, anybody.
I was about to say, is the responsibility able to be delegated anywhere else?
As long as it's a good blowjob, I don't care. What?
I bet there would be plenty of willing participants.
Yep. Wait a minute, Dave's taking notes. I'm taking notes.
Whoa.
Are you calculating?
Jody says like silver anniversaries.
Yeah.
What is that? 25 years?
I don't know.
What's a silver anniversary? 10?
Yeah, maybe that or 30.
It's up there.
Or 50. Oh, no, it's diamond. I'm glad you didn't say diamond.
A diamond anniversary?
Diamond anniversary.
Mm. Okay. Got a long way to go.
Can I phone a friend? Can I find out what a silver anniversary is? Because that may be coming up on a blowjob.
20 years.
Gold, wasn't it?
Yeah. Three events a year.
Here's Dave. 20 years, three events a year. Dave's owed 60. Well, that almost matches his age.
One for you. Did you just say
that? Yeah. I think he says, is he going to be, I can't remember when he said he's going to turn that. Sorry, Dave, I outed your age. What's the sad face?
I don't know. I felt that in my soul.
Oh, there you go. Silver's 25 and gold is 50.
Gold is 50?
Yeah.
Oh, so what's diamond? Diamond's got to be 75 then, no?
I don't think anyone's gotten diamond. Maybe that's the point.
Wait a minute. To get to a 75-year anniversary, I'm what? I'd have to be like 120 some odd years old.
Could we reach our 75th anniversary?
Yeah.
How old would we be?
Like 90 something.
We'd be 90 something.
Woo!
Wow. We're going to be married 6 years in July.
How many?
Six.
Oh, wow. Wow. 90 something, 75 years. Okay.
It's feasible.
All right. Well,
that's a goal.
Yeah, Dave's birthday is in December. Oh, diamond is 60 and or 75. Well, wait a minute. How is it one or the other?
Well, probably because most people don't make it to 60.
Or do you get is it diamond 60? Oh, it says diamond here.
Diamond is 60 and or 75.
Diamond is 60 and 75.
Well, maybe once you hit 60, and the odds of hitting 75 are just as rare, so you get a twofer.
Or they're assuming you'll get Alzheimer's and you won't remember that you had a 60.
And then you're at your 75 and you're just having a 60.
Yeah. Or you forget what it's called altogether.
I don't know. Who knows?
Whatever. I don't know that I'm going to live that long. Well, I don't even know if I'll wake up tomorrow with the way with us being cooped up together. I may not wake up tomorrow.
Bitcharona has set in. The new virus, Bitcharona.
Bitcharona?
Yeah, but it's coming from both sides
here. Yeah. Yeah, I've been.
We haven't bickered at all.
No?
Do you usually?
No.
Well. We don't really bicker.
Yeah.
I do little quips or little snarky comments once in a while because I'm being a dick, but.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Small disagreements, like shit that you don't go to bed angry about.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, no. This isn't supposed to go here. It's supposed to go here. But like, we don't really fight. I can probably say in 8 years, we fought maybe twice.
Yeah.
Who won? Why aren't you saying that out loud?
Who's won our fight, babe? We both win. Oh, that's bullshit. He said we both win.
Wait, if it ends in makeup sex, it is a win for both of you, no?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't think either one of those ended in makeup sex, though.
No?
I think they ended on a truce.
They ended in a truce. Both waving a white flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I surrender. I'm done.
Well, what it sounds I'm gonna say what it sounds like is somebody else surrendered.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
the dog yep. Like just stop. Fuck.
Do they run and go hide when you start fighting?
I don't know. We haven't fought in 4 years.
You know, I'm starting to dislike you.
Why?
We don't ever fight. We always get along.
You know what our biggest arguments are? And correct me if I'm wrong on this. It's how Daniel drives.
Oh.
And parks the car. I drive for a living, and I have a very large vehicle, so mm-hmm. I'm very precise when I drive. And I'm not a defensive driver necessarily, but I'm very alert when I drive. And I always back my parking spaces in like one failed swoop right in the middle, straight in the lines. And if he goes to back the car and I'm like, oh my God, you're too far to the left. You're crooked. You're too far over to the right. You need to move over a little bit. What are you doing? Pull forward, turn the wheel to the right, go this way. That's usually what our arguments are about. Or, oh my God, why'd you pull in front of that person? You're going to kill me in a car. I have nightmares that you're going to kill me in the car. That's pretty much what our arguments
are. So have you been in an accident with him driving?
No, but we have been in a car accident together.
Who's driving?
My stepdad. So back in 2012, in February, we went on our first vacation.
Yeah. Trip. Yeah.
We went to Savannah, Georgia, and we got into a 95 Toyota Supra, and we pulled out of the complex that my stepdad lived in and went to go make a left-hand turn. And when we made the left-hand turn, Mr. Harvey over here decided to go, hey, let's see what those twin turbos can do. And my stepdad didn't turn the traction control off. And when he turned left, the rear end of the car flipped out and we were like sliding into the oncoming traffic. And when he went to go correct the car, the traction control kicked in and whipped the rear end of the car so that we were facing a 9-foot drainage ditch and tree line on Wall Tower Road. And the car went airborne and it flipped and we just dropped target top down into a 9-foot drainage ditch. We all crawled out of the car. We all walked into the ambulance. We all did our thing. We walked back to my stepdad's house. We get in the house. We all check each other for like bumps and bruises and broken bones and shit, you know, because adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And we go shower. And my stepdad calls up and he's like, oh, hey, can you guys please go to the pizza shop? Here's the address. I just ordered a pizza. And I'm like, motherfucker, we just got into a car wreck. You just flipped a sports car.
Hey,
and you want us to go pick up a fucking pizza?
Papa's hungry. Let's celebrate wrecking. Yeah, right. No, actually, he was celebrating that you guys were all still fucking alive. Let's have a fucking pizza.
Listen, he bought this pizza. It was a 10-pound pizza. This bitch was $46.
10-pound pizza.
10-pound pizza. It was named after my stepdad. It had every single topping except the anchovies on it. This thing was outrageous. It was like this thick. And the dough was like maybe that. The rest of it was toppings.
Oh my God.
Did you guys eat it all?
I think I ate like maybe a bite of a piece. I wasn't, I didn't drive a car after that for probably 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So
that's not terrible. I was getting ready for you to say like 3 or 4 years.
Oh no, I worked in Akron and we were on vacation at the time, so I had to kind of like hop back in the car.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. But... well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That is terrible. But... I've knocked on wood.
Yeah, I've not been knock harder.
I have not been in any like major accidents, you know, driving. Actually, I'm trying to think. I've really, my only major accident when I was 16 years old, I don't even think I was 16. I think it was like 15 and a half. I had my temporary permit and wrapped a Honda Civic around a telephone pole.
When he was driving.
On my learner's permit, yeah.
Were your parents in the car with you?
No, I went and picked up one of my good friends, best friend at the time. I drove over to his house. My parents were gone. they were at work. It wasn't like they were on vacation or anything or gone for a couple of days. Here's me. I'm going to be cool. I get home from school. I maybe only have a couple of hours, right? So I'm not supposed to take the vehicle out without a licensed driver. But I figure, okay, you know what? I'm literally 10 blocks down the road from where my buddy lives. I'll go pick him up, and then he's a licensed driver, and then we'll be cool. So I go pick him up. His mom is standing on the front porch, all right, waving us goodbye. And before we pull out, he says, hey, we got to put our seatbelts on. My mom's watching. Now, mind you, this is 87, 88. So at that point, I don't even think it was a law then. Because now you have to wear your seatbelt, but I don't think it was a law then. And we never wore our seatbelts. So, but anyway, so we click on our seatbelts and we go, we're going to go pick up my other buddy, Dan, like who's like 2 miles away. So where Dan lives, there's this apartment complex that you can cut through, and they've got a, what do you call it, a roundabout? But it's not like, you know, where it's just, they've got like an island in the middle. And then you just have to go around it or whatever. It's not like a true roundabout. So me being a hotshot, you know, because I'm a professional driver at 15 and a half years old, I drop it into like first or second gear, punch it, and come around the outside and lose control, hit the curb, blow the tires, run into the telephone pole.
I got to plug my phone in, so I gotta relocate real quick.
So, yeah, anyway, so I totaled my first car ever. And that was my only major accident. We both walked away from it, so.
You get to see more of my kitchen, by the way.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So none of you are injured though, right?
No. And here's what's messed up about it is I was so freaked out. I didn't know what to do. And this is pre-cell phones. Woo! This is pre-cell phone. So we had to go to somebody's house to call. I don't know who to call. I called the fucking police. So
you ratted yourself.
Yeah, I ratted myself out. The cop shows up, writes me a ticket, for failure to control. And then I get my car towed. Now I got to go home and tell my mother and my father that, I took out the car when I wasn't supposed to. Oh, and by the way, I totaled it. Oh, did I mention we didn't have insurance on it either?
Get the fuck out. So did they take your license? I mean, did you get your license at 16?
Yep. I technically didn't even have my license. I had my temporary, so I had to wait 6 extra months to get my license. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Mr. Hotshot.
Yeah.
I got a car.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still like that now, Mary Lou?
I'm sorry?
Is he still like that now?
No. It depends. I think sometimes I'm more the aggressive driver.
Yeah. When I'm not in the car, apparently.
Yeah. I'm the one that like kicks it into sport mode and like, you know, especially when I'm going to work at 2 a.m. There's nobody else on the freaking highway. And it's like, I'm, you know.
She's in a hurry to get to work.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what I find comical about that. And this really shouldn't be about me because I love when you tell stories. But when I drive with Mary Lou, well, was I talking to you about this?
No, you were talking to somebody else this week.
On Sunday, we were tailgating on Sunday. when Mary Lou drives, this is so I gotta show everybody. This is how Mary Lou drives. Just 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, driving, eyes focused, whatever. You would think that that's how she drives all the time. She only drives that way when I'm in the car. I'm only assuming because she's, you know, nervous or whatever. I don't know. But when she...
Paranoid that you're going to judge my driving.
Paranoid that I'm going to judge her driving. Yes. Well, I pretty much figured it out now that the car is in sport mode. She always wants to drive my car because, you know, the hybrid goes 0 to 60 in 15 minutes. And my car does it in less than 5 seconds. So, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, 15 minutes? Like, what?
Little exaggeration, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Well, it's probably because you bottomed the damn thing out in that pothole. It's a club. So you probably just ruined it. Like.
I told you that happened the second time, right?
No.
Yeah.
Get out. It
didn't. Actually, it happened. It was like it was a Tuesday afternoon. No, it was during the week. I was at the club doing some work and it had like downpoured for like 10 minutes and that was it. And I'm getting ready to leave and I'm driving out of the parking lot and, you know, I'm driving in my mind through a puddle. No, it was the pothole that's the size of my car that I ran into and it ended up blowing one of the tires.
I'm not surprised. Did you touch China when you hit it too?
What's that?
Did you touch China when you hit it too?
I was motherfucking, I was so mad because it was like hot that day and sweaty. So I had to, you know, when it happened, I pulled right into a parking spot, but it didn't blow right away. Like it wasn't like I'm looking at the tires. I'm like, okay, everything's cool.
You probably bent the rim.
No, it sliced the sidewall. It was a small leak. As I was walking back around, I started to hear the leak. So then I'm like, motherfucker. So, yeah. So I ended up having to change the tire. No, it wasn't a Tuesday. Or was it? Yeah. It was like a Tuesday, but it was getting late and places were closing. So
I'm surprised you didn't do it the first time. Well, and the worst part about the whole situation is they brought somebody in and they filled that hole. And then it apparently wasn't done properly because it was empty within like the next month.
Well, yeah, that's I'm not gonna talk ill, but my landlord, but yeah, well, let's fill it with stones because that's how you fill a pothole. What you eating there?
Oh,
CBD gum. Are those edibles?
Well,
they're not THC.
Oh, okay.
But they helped me sleep tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. We got a few comments here. Ryan says tires get blown there too.
Okay.
Dave. What did he say?
See.
He put an inflator and gauge in the office.
Yeah. I think my eyes are getting bad. I'm getting old. Oh, we had inflator.
Uh-huh. That's what he meant.
Good night, Jody.
Bye, Jody. Good night. Love you. Hope we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if she jumped out or not, but yeah. So that actually happened a second time and I blew a tire. So was not happy about that.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So
and you already sit so low to the ground to begin with in that Lexus, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't help matters any. So
that was bad.
Mm-hmm. My little Lexus hybrid, the one that Mary Lou doesn't like to drive.
No,
you know what? It's a cute car, but putting it in sport mode, I'm still kind of like, are we moving it?
Are we gonna go?
Are we gonna go?
That's what I said. Zero to 60 in 15 minutes.
And being
the pedals all the way to the floor, like
yeah. Well, and then being here in Pittsburgh. You know, with all the hills and everything, it's like, why, you know, this is a single lane, but why are people passing me?
Right. Now, the other car, though, those are fun to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we looked at one of those at one point in time, but we ended up settling for a Hyundai.
That's okay.
That's good.
But it's a fun car to drive, and it's got a sport mode, too, so.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
My mom car, and I'm not even a mom.
Oh, Teresa just posted. I see Teresa's in here. So I'm hoping, I think tomorrow night we're going to talk to Jillian, but I didn't see who else. Did you see who else said they were going to go online?
I didn't notice.
That I knew, I think Ryan.
Ryan. Oh, yeah.
Were the two that I saw that posted, but I don't know if Harry maybe.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if I've met him yet.
And I don't
know. Lisa, but I don't think I've met her either.
Lisa.
Wait, who?
Lisa? Is it Lisa? Well, maybe not.
Lindy.
No.
No.
Is it Lisa? I'll have to see.
Wow, that's terrible.
I know.
Is her last name Vivian, maybe?
No, that's...
No. That's some, yeah, that's a...
That's on the Body Shoppers group.
Yeah.
Lisa Vivian?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was...
Yeah, no. Oh, Teresa's chiming in here.
Oh, I miss you too, beautiful.
I would love to get Teresa to do an interview.
I miss the Canton crew. I just want to go back to work. Can we just open the club up so that we can just all come hang out and do our duties, just like hang out?
We can do a parking lot party like we did here in Pittsburgh.
Okay, listen. I live like 2 minutes from the club. Yeah. Y'all can park your car here. Okay. We will walk to the club. No cars in the parking lot. Nobody will even know that we're there.
Well, except for whoever watches this.
Yeah.
You just added us, Sarah.
Okay, sorry. I got a bad habit of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about before we went live about doing the virtual party. I think that would be interesting to try that do a virtual party. So
yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll do the staff virtual orgy first.
Hey,
that probably wouldn't be awkward at all.
How do you do a virtual orgy? Is everyone just masturbating on their own screen?
Put your penis real close to the camera.
You could virtually swallow then.
Oh.
Even then, she's like, no.
Listen, I can tell you a story, but I'm not going to out myself like that. But I don't deal with bodily fluids in any form. So if you vomit, snot, spit, I just don't deal with any of it very well.
People.
Now. Oh, no. I can do that all day. If you get drunk and shit yourself, call me. I can clean you up.
I'll be very honest with you. If I ever get drunk and shit myself, I promise you I'm never calling anybody to help clean me up.
If I was drunk enough, I'm pretty sure I just might. But yeah, usually, no.
I would have to be blackout drunk, like, and just mistakenly call somebody to come over and fucking clean my butt.
Well, this is Brian's suggestion here for our virtual party. Get remote control vibrators.
I think there's a way to do that.
There is one. There's a couple out there that you can actually...
Love ends, love sense or something?
Yeah. Where you can actually have a vibrator in another... You can have it in another freaking country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can...
Works off a phone or something.
Yeah, off of someone's phone. Yeah.
The internet.
The internet.
The vast is for porn.
I you know what? I'm gonna sound really old right now, but it's weird to know. Like, I remember AOL, like you had to dial in and you got like 50 hours per month or whatever. But I remember what it was like before that. I just, you know, telling the car story, but when I wrecked the first car, there were no cell phones. You had to go to somebody's house and knock on their door and say, hey, I just wrecked my fucking car. Can I use your phone?
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing.
Yeah.
So our first computer growing up that was internet capable was a Packard Bell. And I had to do a project on endangered species. I think it was in like the sixth or seventh grade. And I hopped on the internet. We had AOL at the time. And I typed in endangeredspecies.com because Google wasn't really a thing back then.
Right, no. You had to know the websites.
Right. So I typed in endangeredspecies.com and I spelled species wrong. And it brought up this cyber sex website. My dad was standing right there. It was one of those, like, you spell something wrong domains and it just takes you right to the porn website. And it was like little, like, pixelated of like people fucking. It wasn't an actual video. And my dad's like, oh my God. He's like, get it off the screen. What do we do? What do we do? And like freaked out. I'm like, what, 12 or 13? And I'm like, what's this? Like, I don't know what this is. That's not endangered species. Like, oh yeah. He still tells that story to this day too.
I'm trying to figure out what you could have mistyped that you got.
I don't know.
Alien porn?
No, it was like a cyber sex website. It was called cybersex.com. And it was just like, it was videos you could download. And then like there were little pictures of people from the videos all surrounding the videos. But they weren't like actual videos. It was like a little pixelated thing of them like fucking on the side. Oh,
like
of the screen.
Pac-Man, okay.
It wasn't like an actual video. It was like a dot matrix. Is that what they call it?
Oh my God! Something
like that. It was weird. But yeah.
So that was your first porn experience? Was with?
Oh my God! Yeah, I was 12. It was.
That's actually a terrible story. My first porn experience was with my dad. Actually. What?
Shut up, you. He's on the couch laughing at me.
Actually, my first porn experience was with my dad also, but not not like that. My dad had one of those little 8mm reel projectors. You ever see one of those? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm not that young.
Well, I couldn't tell by how you look.
Thanks, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I think I was probably not too much younger than 12. I was probably 10, maybe 11. And I just remember my dad showing me like this. And I had never seen anything like this before, like the little projector thing. And he turns it on and it's got like its own little screen, almost like a portable TV sort of thing. But, you know, there's like, I think it was two girls and like they were walking into a kitchen and then.
But you were watching Two Girls, One Cup back then?
Yeah. No, it was Two Girls, One Cock. But no, it started and like the girls started walking towards each other and then they were started like kissing. And then just as like the one girl starting to take off her shirt or something, my dad turns it off. He's like, okay, that's enough. I'm like,
that's enough what?
Wait, I don't even know what the fuck I was watching.
But, right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I remember years later, I mean, I was like a teenager, like looking for that projector. Like I finally want to figure out what this fucking movie is. I want to watch it. I never ended up getting to see it.
What was your first porn experience?
Oh God. Well,
if you would get his nose out of his phone long enough to come answer the question. We might not be here for the next hour.
He's got to think of which one he can talk about.
How old were you? 10. He was 10, and his older sister, who's my age, showed him a porn video on the internet.
Oh. My first porn was Caligula, and it was left in our VCR. So...
But that's so, not porn.
Well, to me it was. Well, it wasn't. You could order Caligula off the back of a Playboy magazine back then. You know, so it was like soft porn, I guess, or whatever. But there was still like the XX version of it, you know, the triple X version. But that was my first like sexual thing I had ever seen. And obviously, you know, not thinking about it at that time, you know, some years later being like, wow, it was in the VCR. Who the fuck was watching it? Oh my God. you know.
Yes. Yeah, mom and dad were doing boom boom.
Parents don't do that.
It would be worse if like your grandparents were over and had watched it.
No, well, the worst part about it too was that I had actually cut school that day. So it wasn't like I could say anything about what was in there because I wasn't supposed to be home.
Right.
You know, so like, it was like, what were they watching while I was, you know.
What's this, they, mom and dad?
Yeah.
Why aren't you home? Well, I learned it from you.
Well,
it's like,
yeah. All right. So do we get to hear his porn story or no?
She told it, more or less.
What game are you playing? He's like, he's sitting on the couch with his feet propped up and he's on his phone and he's like.
That's one thing I don't do on my phone is play games.
I play like word search games. There's a game called Holio and you have to go into areas and like suck things up and your hole gets bigger and then you like suck up entire cities and shit.
That sounds very sexual.
It does.
It's super fun. Okay. Get off my wall.
I got it for you.
I don't give a shit. Go get your own. Sure.
So let's change things up a little bit. What do you anticipate with the club opening up again when we finally get the word out that we're going to be open?
Do we have an open pool, like when it's going to open? Maybe we should do that for the staff.
That could be fun. I don't know. I mean, everything has been so hit or miss. Like, we don't know what we're coming into.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if it's going to be 200 people or if it's going to be 50 people. Mm-hmm. So we're not, you know what I mean? It's hard to gauge. I would like to think that when we open that we're going to be packed.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be like a Halloween party or a New Year's Eve, right, or whatever. I would like to think that and I would like to hope that. I think what could be fun is if we could throw like some sort of like a theme specific to reopening after this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny. I thought about that, but what did you say?
The anti 6 feet.
6 feet under.
No. Yeah. Maybe like a zombie apocalypse, something like that, you know,
a steampunk night. Maybe.
Something. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Something like that. You know?
I think something like that could be fun just to kind of, I guess, give light to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we were all cooped up for so long. Let's all come out and have a good time and nodding. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Medical. Emergency responders.
There you go.
Yeah. Doctors and nurses.
Yep.
Or you even go as far as police officers, anybody in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, they're deemed essential workers right now. So
right.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be out there too. That could mm-hmm. be fun.
Yeah.
I could be a sandwich maker from Subway. I won't be giving anybody any footlongs.
Oh my God.
Face mask party.
Face mask party. What the hell?
A zombie face mask party?
I was thinking, like, you know how you have toga night or anything but clothes?
Uh-huh.
If you could get your hands on enough face masks, make articles of clothing. Make like bikinis or like bottoms or like something out of the face masks.
Uh-huh.
That's all you can wear is the face
mask. Ooh. Hmm. That could be interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be a good one.
Hmm. Mad Max would be a great one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Wait, like Beyond Thunderdome?
Like the Tina original. Turner.
Yeah. With Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. And instead of a Thunderdome, we just have a big, crazy, orgy wild dome. Orgy. Yeah. The orgy dome.
The orgy dome.
Mad Max, the orgy dome.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Or just call it Mad G and the orgy dome. Mm. You're like, no, Mad Max.
yeah, Mad Mary Lou.
Yeah, well, then definitely going mad, going cuckoo.
Oh, no.
Right now.
No, we'll blame it on G.
Yeah,
how dare you?
I'm sorry. Anyway, well, we've been doing this for an hour. Wait, hold on, what's this? What are they saying here? Hope it's nothing naughty. I'm going to post it up here. Oh. Oh, no.
I hope you guys are okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrible.
Hope everything worked out.
Well, we're hoping to be open. I mean, I was, to be frank, when we closed 2 weeks ago, I did not think it was going to be more than a couple weeks. I thought 2 weeks, you know, we'll be open by April 1st. And then I think it was last week, DeWine said it was going to be two more weeks. Mm-hmm. And now we've got the president saying April 30th, you know, so.
Yeah, because we're going to miss our anniversary party for Canton.
Yeah.
No.
That's 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years.
Yep.
Although technically, I will just say this, technically, I've been in that building for 10 years now. It took a year of construction to get open. So, but oh my gosh. It's crazy.
And a lot of people haven't seen the new changes, you know, the group room and all the stuff that's, you know, been moved around and changed in Canton with all of this going on. So hopefully that'll be a little added adventure for everyone once we open up again.
Well, yeah, let's hope, you know, maybe this brings out people that haven't been out in a long time either, you know?
Absolutely.
Yep.
But yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely. I know I'm looking forward to getting back to work though. Yeah. I just, not only because I don't want to be cooped up in the house anymore, I just miss that human interaction. I just miss the people.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get back to work.
Good. Yeah. Us too.
Yes, definitely. I actually went to my vanilla job today, and I was actually kind of shocked because I sent him a video. There was like nobody there. You know, it was so eerie to walk through an airport and everything be closed.
I'm surprised that you guys are still flying too, because like I know that for Ohio, if we try to cross borders, that we'll get picked up. We can't leave the state right now, supposedly.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
If I understood it correctly, yes, I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you are not an essential employee, and like, so my girlfriend works for a company that does electrical lines and poles for a couple of the different electric companies in Ohio, and their employees are not even allowed to travel to other cities because they're not allowing hotel stays within the company because they want to flatten the curve and they want to stop the spread. So they're not even allowing their employees to travel far distance within the state of Ohio that would require overnight stays.
Wow.
Yeah, with us, they gave us the official, you're an essential employee if you get stopped or whatever, blah, 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 to show them your federally mandated letter so that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, I had one flight today, 22 passengers on it, and that was it. You know?
Yeah.
And it was
just, insane.
Yeah, it was just so eerie to walk through and everything. I mean, everything's closed. Starbucks, McDonald's. But Chick-fil-A was open. I know.
Chick-fil-A's never open.
They're never open. But they were the only ones that were open at the airport here locally. So I was like, that is strange.
The only time I'll ever get Chick-fil-A is on Sunday.
But their chicken sandwiches are so good.
I've actually had it. When I worked at the hotel, they got them a couple of times. Actually, they did a little mini conference at our hotel, and which was weird because they brought us a bunch of food from Chick-fil-A, like chicken sandwiches and I don't know. They have other stuff too. It's not just chicken sandwiches. There was like a bunch of stuff they brought.
They have their salads.
Yeah.
Parfaits, fruit salads.
I feel like it was like hot dogs or something too, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. It's not bad. They're not terrible. Yeah.
The food. So Daniel's in sales, and with the kind of sales that he does, he's still deemed an essential employee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful. Because the companies that they supply to have jobs that they have to get finished. So they're still essential. But they shut the shop down. So he only goes in periodically to fulfill, yeah, I can agree with that. to fulfill orders that are a certain size or over. Mm-hmm. But he decided to pick up door dashing, and he's been capitalizing on this whole door dashing thing. And I mean, it's, we still have all of our restaurants in town are, I can't say all of them, I'd say like 85% of the restaurants in town are open, all for carry out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he goes out for a couple hours a day and door dashes, and I go with him and I drive his ass around Canton, and he just capitalizes on it. And I mean, he makes probably, I'd say an average of $13 per dash, and it takes maybe $13. Yeah. It takes
about, wow,
20 minutes to do one dash usually. So, I mean, it's good money.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's quick money. It's quick turnaround, mm-hmm, for just the shutdown period that we're in since. So I'm contracted, so I'll still keep getting paid, mm-hmm, but he won't unless he goes, mm-hmm, into work. So it kind of just fills in that void, just enough to get us by, so we're not dipping too much into savings and
right,
everything else. Because I mean, I feel bad for the people that would rely on, that were relying on lower income jobs or minimum wage jobs, because if unemployment is so packed that you can't even get on a file because there's so many, mm-hmm, people trying to file, so you might get bumped out. And there's
3.3 million people. That's in 30 days.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I mean, think about it. Okay, that's 350. Yeah, so that's 1% of our population that's filing unemployment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's actually ends up being around 2%, because, well, I don't know how many are in the workforce. How many? Yeah. I don't know. Million? Mm-hmm. Million people working? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Wow.
Right.
I don't know. I know that our hospitals, Mercy just shut down something. Yeah, I want to say they shut down their ER. If maybe it wasn't Mercy, but if you have to call ahead of time before you come in, they're not, mm-hmm, allowing anybody to come in unless you call ahead of time, unless it's like a severe emergency.
Right. What makes sense?
Right. And then if you think that you have Verona, they want you to call your PCP first, and then they'll contact the hospital, or you'll contact the hospital and go from there. So,
wow, that's 4 a lot
million
of
claims. Wow,
craziness.
That's crazy. Well, let's. I guess let's all hope that this passes quickly,
mm-hmm,
or as quick as possible. Okay. So,
they keep saying we haven't even hit our peak yet, which is insane.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's. You drive down the road and there's a basketball court full of people playing basketball. Okay, well, flatten the curve, people. Go sit in your house for 2 weeks. It's not that hard.
Right.
It may suck, but that 2 weeks is going to be a lot better than 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, there's no question. Right. No question there.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. Well, right. Well, before we sign off here, do you want to tell your niblet story, or do we want to hold on to that for a little bit?
That's up to you guys.
We'll do that. We'll see if we'll come back another time, because I don't know how many people are going to do this or staff. I mean, even if 15, I mean, mm-hmm, we'll be able to do this again. So
absolutely,
we'll save that for another one. Yeah, we've been on for an hour and 17 minutes. Holy crap! Yay. So, well, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I know for a lot of people privacy is an issue or whatever, and I really appreciate that you did that. Mm-hmm. And you've got a great personality for it anyway. I love talking to you.
Thanks. I miss you guys. Hopefully we can all get together sometime soon.
Love you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to end the broadcast. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
's for listening. I hope you got something out of this podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share it with someone who you think could benefit from it. Be sure to visit our website at bodyshopclubs.com. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can do so at area code 412-690-0699. All right. Well, thanks so much, and you take care.